Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Back in the place to be the middleman, and we're back. We got some great things coming. Kevin, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. How about yourself, man? We back at it, man. I'm just saying it's been a long time since we had the opportunity to get back out here in Grace's airways and, you know, touch base with our people, man, the Middleman Nation.
That's right. That's right. We had several people have been hitting us up asking us, when are we coming back? There's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of things going on in the world. They want to hear our voice. They want to hear what we have to say about these things going on in our in the United States, across the world, locally, family-wise. Man, we're going to get back to it. I cannot wait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can't go wrong with it, man. And you know what? We do appreciate the patience of everybody out there hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man? When y'all coming back? Like you said, Al, man, we had many of people to ask us, man, and we had to sit back and get a couple of things in order, man. Life happens, and here we are again, back at it again. This is the pop-up show, y'all. I mean, a lot of people didn't even expect us to come on tonight, so we do appreciate everybody that's taking the time to tune in and check us out.
Most definitely, most definitely. We definitely going to hit you all with those hard-hitting topics straight to your chest. We definitely want to hear your opinions because the purpose of this show is to let your voice be heard. When Kevin and I started this show back in 2009, man, 10 years ago, our goal was to actually, you know, spread the word, bring more knowledge to our communities about what's going on out here, educate our families and children on relationships, bettering ourselves as people out here. And, you know, we had continued to talk about what we really wanted to do for the show and how we wanted to expand. And now it's time. It's time for us to really get back to it, to really give you all what you all want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Al, man, you know, I know this is a very short show tonight. You know, that's why we call it the pop-up. But I know we have a lot of things that's in store for you guys, and we definitely want to briefly let you know about some of the things that we do have in store, some of the show topics, some of the things that you may like, hey, man, where y'all been? Why y'all ain't been talking about this? Man, we got a crazy president in office, and where have y'all been? You know what, y'all?
Man.
Barack Obama gave us a break. Then Agent Orange happened.
Right.
It's about that time. It's about to go
to
down.
Away,
matter of fact, we might have them black helicopters over the house, Al.
Maybe. For real, to get away with the things that he have gotten away with during this particular presidency has changed the way, like, possibly how our future presidents may act accordingly to certain things. Because if some people may feel like, if he can get away with these things, let's see what I can do. Let's see how I can do. Mm-hmm. Now, we may have some people who practice a higher level of integrity, which that's what we need to get back to. But as you can see across the world, there have been a lot of people who have been elected who are like far right. Like, as you can see what's happening over there in England with Brexit, with their prime minister, Boris Johnson.
Right.
You know, down in Colombia, down in Venezuela, you know, those far right, you know, people have been recently elected, like with the same mindset, to me, in my opinion, That's true.
Is it a conspiracy? Coincidence? What is it?
Wow. Wow.
Makes you think
for
about
real.
It, man. You know, hey.
It does.
America has a crossroad that is at right now. We have the opportunity later on to possibly get this guy out of office. And hopefully, man, everybody comes through and make it happen. If they don't, we will be in a world of hurt. And that's going to happen.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he is going to get removed out of office before this term is up?
That's a strong possibility. I think that this particular president is, I mean, he's almost sabotaging his whole situation with everything he's doing somewhat. It's more so that with him, I think he really didn't think he was going to get the job. And now that he has it, he's been in there for a while. He's not really prepared for it, still not prepared for it. And he's getting away with it while he's enriching himself and his family. And everybody's just glossing over that. But to answer your question, there's a strong possibility he may leave before his term is up. And if he don't,
right.
I think he's going to get four more. I think he's going to get four more years, man. I hate to say it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, let me
is
ask
that
you this,
bad
and also according to Trump, yes, and according to the economy and where we are, because we're already, I think it was $964 billion in debt this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you might as well say $1 trillion, okay? So,
right,
the next question
exactly.
to that is, of course, we have, you know, a lot of Democratic candidates running for president, and we definitely want mm-hmm. to see, you know, something to come from the Democratic Party, some type of major push come from the Democratic Party to identify what is going to be the next step, who is going to be the next person, who we can definitely depend on, like who is out there really trying to reach out to the voters. That's what mm-hmm. our people are looking for now, because I don't think the Republicans have anybody else that is running against President Trump at this time. I know there's people that have mentioned that they wanted to run mm-hmm. against him, but I don't see anybody else who have came to the forefront yet.
Right. With the field of the Democrats that we have right now, I know Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are the two main gladiators
right.
that we all pay attention to. But Kamala Harris and the other gentleman, what's his name, the mayor?
Pete Buttigieg.
I think with this particular field, it's a very diverse field, but the thing that I think it lacks is what we had with Barack Obama, which was enthusiasm and energy.
Mm-hmm.
With Barack Obama, man, it was a presence of newness. Right now, we're looking at a lot of old people. And mm-hmm. one guy that's, we say that America wasn't ready for a black president. I don't think we're ready for a gay president.
Mm-hmm.
I really, truly don't. I hate to say it, but mm-hmm. I mean, just being realistic.
Yeah.
But this particular field, I don't think they have enough energy at this particular time. There hasn't been any momentum built in any of their favors to push them in the front and also put them in a situation where, you know, they can actually, you can look at them like, okay, when they come head-to-head with Trump, it's going to be like, okay, this is going to be that battle. We're going to see who's going to be the one that's going to take this country and lead
right.
it to this future. But I really don't see
that's
this
correct.
With this particular field of politicians.
Gotcha. Let's change gears just a little bit. So let me ask you about Kanye and Kanye releasing this new gospel album. How do you feel about Kanye and his new movement of what he's doing right now?
Hot garbage. Hot garbage.
I said like this, man, and I was discussing this with somebody. I said, well, I understand what Kanye is trying to do, but I can't trust Kanye right now. Because Kanye can't tell
yeah.
me what he and Donald Trump talked about in that meeting when Donald Trump got elected. So I can't. No.
Mm.
I ain't got nothing to say Kanye right now.
Musically, man, I'm disappointed in Kanye, but at the same time, I respect it because artistical means you can't just define
that's
people
correct.
And box them in and say, this is what you're going to be. I'm cool with that.
Right, that's correct.
With these rants,
correct.
All this foolishness
mm-hmm.
that he's doing, those ugly clothes that he has. I mean, dude, have the clothes, have you seen them? Have
oh,
you
yeah.
seen the new
most
slipper
definitely.
Shoes? I mean, this dude is selling
like
prison clothes and trying to mark them up to $500.
Like, I don't know
really, who
anybody.
Does that?
I don't know anybody in my circle or in my peers' circle of their friends that own that piece of clothing line from Kanye. Now, they may have them Yeezy tennis shoes or whatever, but as far as like the clothes and all of that, I don't know anybody or know somebody who knows somebody who has clothes from the Kanye line. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody wearing that,
buy
man.
It. I couldn't buy it, even if somebody gave it to me. Nobody,
like,
no, man.
Real,
no,
like,
no. That's a big
look,
negative, sir.
Kanye caused all that ruckus at the beginning when he was trying to sell his clothes to let me down with the type of clothes that he sells. Because I really thought Kanye was going to come in with this backpack, pretty boy type look, man. That would have been me.
No. Look, he's pushing the prison industrial complex twos and the prison industrial complex tops and bottoms. I mean, only thing
right.
missing is a doggone prison number. That's it.
Most definitely.
Plain clothes.
Most definitely.
Peasant clothes. Man, come on, son. No.
Right. Right.
Not at all.
Right. Also, to our listeners out there, we definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in today. We do have a lot of things coming up in the future with the Middleman Talk Show. We definitely want to discuss some things that I don't know if anybody has watched episode one of the Watchmen series, which Regina King is a part of. The first episode touched on the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre that happened back in 1921. So if you have not watched that episode, definitely go back and do your research on the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, the Black Wall Street. And mm-hmm. that particular show definitely gave a lot of insight to people who did not know about the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre. There was an article that was written recently this particular week where they interviewed people who were not familiar or who may not be of the minority race. A bunch of them did
mm-hmm.
not know anything about the Tulsa, Oklahoma
Amazing.
Massacre. Like, it's
Amazing.
Not being taught. It's not being taught in school. It's not being passed down. So, of course, if it did not directly impact them, from what some people said, like, they didn't know anything about it.
That's true. Also, in the same vein, I just recently read an article. There's a prison, I forgot which state it was in. But they're basically, they're stopping the inmates from reading any books that dealing with black
yes, empowerment. Yes, that is correct.
Or black unity.
That is correct. That is correct.
And
I've heard about that as well.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Right now,
right.
you should want people to explore and enhance their knowledge, especially behind bars, man. Give them some self-worth so when they come out, they'll be good. But before we get too late in the day and late in the time today, Al, if you want to, man, just give them a little preview of some of the topics that we're going to have coming up here shortly in the weeks to come.
All right. So we definitely want to hit on some things that are really important for us as black people in our community. Basically, how does PTSD affect us in the black community? Basically, with all the police brutality reports and police killings that we have seen. Also, how does that affect our children coming up? How does that affect the relationships in which we have with our brothers and sisters in law enforcement? Also, we need to talk about life insurance. We need to talk about
mm-hmm.
life insurance. We all have car insurance. The majority of us have health insurance. But a lot of us do not have life insurance. Life insurance is very important as well, too. We also want to talk about money. Is money a dictator of your life? Does money dictate every decision that you make in your life?
Right.
So, yes, we definitely want to hit on those same things. And, of course, we definitely want to talk about our relationship shows as well, such as are you attracting the same person? Meaning that you're always in those same type of relationships and ending up with those same types of people. What are you doing to attract that person? What are you doing to be more deliberate about how you are approaching the person? Are you listening to what they're saying to you to ensure that they
mm-hmm.
meet the qualities that you have as a mate?
Right.
And how can we strengthen our
marriage? Don't give him too much. Don't give him too much,
hey,
man. It's
hey,
a lot to digest.
Hey,
I know we got,
go
man.
Home.
We got a slate of stuff to give to him, man.
Most
but
different.
I know one thing about
Most
this
different.
Show. If you ever listened to us before, if you never listened to us before, never heard of our show, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com and go back and listen to our archives. We do have a lot of shows that you guys can go. Hopefully they're entertaining. Al, some of the things I always heard people say, you know, hey, man, I wish I was on that show, man. I wish I could have got on that show and heard, you know, had a response to some of the things y'all were talking about. So we're going to see if we can keep that going, keep everybody on that same line of stage. So keep tuning in with us.
All right, and we appreciate you for taking the time out your day to listen to the Middleman Talk Show, and we're out.
Okay.